This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Protesters gathered Tuesday evening at the Colorado State Capitol and other spots around Denver.
Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
They were protesting against ICE deportations and to show solidarity with people in Los Angeles. Around the Capitol, things were peaceful. Some roads were closed to accommodate marchers. On South Broadway in Denver, police blocked access to I-25 when a smaller group tried to march onto the freeway. Police used tear gas on about 100 protesters. Colorado has two new confirmed cases of measles, making 14 cases so far this year, far more than in the previous decade. CPR's John Daly.
The state health department says the first case involves a child under 5 from El Paso County. They recently traveled with family to Ontario, Canada, where a measles outbreak is ongoing. The child was vaccinated with one dose of MMR vaccine. The second one is in an unvaccinated Arapahoe County adult. They were at Denver International Airport on Tuesday, May 13th. That's during the exposure period of an out-of-state traveler who flew while infectious. That person is tied to at least 8 other cases in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A murder-suicide that left 3 young children without their parents has led to a new legal precedent in the state. CPR's Haley May reports on how the case affects the rights of grandparents.
In 2020, Brandon Sullivan killed himself and his wife in their Delta County home, leaving behind a 2-year-old child and infant twins. His wife's parents adopted the children, and the Sullivans were granted grandparent visitation rights. Later, the wife's parents argued that because they were now the adoptive parents of the children, the Sullivans were no longer legally the children's grandparents and could not request such visitation. On Monday, the state Supreme Court ruled in their favor. The Sullivans may still pursue family visitation rights through trial, but it's unclear if they will. Haley May, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.